Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Post.
And I'm here too, Sister Amon.
Sister Amon's here today. We hope you're all doing well. We're ready to bring some edification.
Mm-hmm.
We traveled to a new town, had a good drive through the country, a beautiful day.
It's so refreshing compared to what we've been used to the past several months.
So yeah, we were doing ministry in Florida all winter with millions of people, and now we're in Georgia, and it's not quite so crowded.
Country land.
So it kind of spreads out a little bit. And awesome thing happened today on our travels. We stopped at a gas station. I went in and got ice, and a young man's car was broke down. And one guy was trying to help him, and he couldn't help him. And we actually were able to help him get his car started.
That was awesome.
And I gave him the gospel. He was really interested. He asked me a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, can I reach out to you? Can we communicate online and all this kind of stuff? So we'll see if I hear from him. But seeds of truth went out to that young man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we traveled, and we stopped at some Dent and Bent's along the way, some food stores, and the gospel went out. We got some good deals.
Yeah, that was awesome. I wanted to say we missed one. When we were headed out of our parking lot this morning, there was a man in a scooter.
Yep, wheelchair.
Driving. I said,
Electric scooter.
Yeah. I said, hey, if you want to stop, I'll jump out. And Brother Two Post said...
He didn't have any legs below the knees.
Oh, yeah. Brother Two Post instead just pulled right next to him, and he gave him a gospel card, and
he was chugging uphill.
Yeah.
And I said, are you okay? And he goes, oh, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, it was funny. So that was awesome.
And what happened?
He took it, and he was thankful.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I was able to pull the van right next to him. I said, how you doing, sir? He took it, and he's like, well, praise the Lord. Thanks a lot. And he took the gospel card, and I forgot about that one. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then there was another one at a stop sign. Well, there was three young women there, and I was ready to give them a gospel card, and they were kind of looking at us, and as we pulled up, they were laughing, not sure if it was about us or not.
One wanted it.
Yeah, so I reached out, and I said, would you like a gospel card? How to find eternal life? And one took a step forward, and the other one said no, and she just kind of stepped back and stood there.
Pulled her right back.
Yeah, but she saw the website.
Yeah, she did. She saw the website.
And then you did a man at a crosswalk that we were driving by.
Yep. I asked him if he knew how to find eternal life. He's like, what? I said, do you know how to find eternal life? He turned around, and he was like a magnet. He came, and he got the card.
Yeah, so just simple things while we're driving.
Brother Cool was handing cards out as we were going and stuff, too. So we have a post put up about our witnessing, and we'll talk a little
recent
bit more about that.
Yeah,
that's up at the edification page.
Yeah, just kind of random ones throughout the recent time here.
Yeah, so it was really good. So we got to the town where we were supposed to be, and what did we go out and do?
Flew gospel signs.
Yeah, it's a busy town that we know. We've been here before. We flew gospel signs. We all picked a corner. And I didn't really have any good conversations, but Sister Amon did, and Brother Kuo did, and those are on that post about witnessing through Georgia.
Yep. I think the last time we were here, you had some pretty good ones.
Yeah, the guy asked some good questions about why did God allow evil and all that kind of stuff, and Brother Kuo witnessed to, I think, a Mormon man. So, yeah, it
was
really good.
And then a homeless woman. And
beautiful, peaceful, lots of cars, thousands of cars going by.
I actually gave gospel cards out to a few people in the cars as they were stopped at the stoplight.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And we finally finished up our day, got our post done.
It was like...
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if we could put more in our days.
We went to a marketplace, and by the time we got in, Brother Kuo was witnessing to some people. A young man in the store explained to him why the churches are wrong.
Yeah, and as we were leaving, we got our post up, got a bunch of online work done. As we were leaving, I saw an older woman sitting in the booth, and she had a cup of coffee, and she just looked like really, really sad. Made my heart sad for her.
Yeah, she looked alone.
Yeah, she did. And I came up, and I said, here, you look like you could use some good news, the path to eternal life. And she said a little something, but she didn't seem like she wanted to talk. I couldn't quite hear because it was on my bad side, my bad ear. But when we pulled away, what was she doing?
She had the card in her hand.
Yeah.
I saw it. She was still holding it in her, and had it in her hand.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was awesome. So then we finished up, got to our night park spot. And one of the things we like to do sometimes, take a walk after the sun sets, like around where they have businesses and stuff. And sometimes we hand out the gospel. And today we thought we'd talk about some scriptures about...
Walking.
I'll go first. Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I like that. God took him. That's a pretty awesome thing. But Enoch walked with God. When it talks about walking with God, it means you have faith, you obey, you're seeking him. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you just go to church, obviously. These people walked and followed God. They didn't just live like cultural churchianity today, their whole life was following God.
Yeah, amen. I like that.
What's your verse? I think you have one from Genesis.
Yep, Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God.
Perfect example. Yep, he was perfect, and he walked with God, and he followed and he obeyed God. That's why he got the opportunity to build the ark and be spared. Otherwise, if he didn't obey God, what would have happened to him, Sister Amon?
He would have perished like everybody else.
He would have perished in the flood. Yeah. How about Leviticus 18:4? You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances and walk therein. I am the Lord your God. So this walking, it's a verb word. It's something we're called to do. It's our part of the covenant. It's like in a marriage. A husband has a walk to do. A wife has a walk to do. In this blood covenant, we have a walk to do.
Amen, we do.
In the New Testament.
It's the best walk
ever. It is. You have another one, Sister Amon?
I do. 2 Kings 21:22. This is not a good one. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers and walked not in the way of the Lord.
Yeah, he walked not. I've got one from 1 Kings 2:3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou should prosper and that thou should do it, and whatsoever thou turnest thyself. Obeying God's commandments, there's blessings in that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
How about that one from Job?
Job 34:8. Which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men. So, ooh, I don't like that one.
Yeah, that's a negative one. We don't want to walk in wicked ways or with wicked men. How about 2 Peter 2:10? But chiefly them that walk after their own flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Another one, not walking in good ways. Here's another one from 2 Peter 3:3, not walking in good ways.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts.
Yeah.
Yeah, not after, yeah, not, we're not after God.
Yeah, not walking after ways. God, walking after their own lusts.
We don't want that.
How about 2 John 1:6? This is love, that we walk after his commandments. See, nothing's changed from the Old to the New Testament. Mm-hmm. The commandments changed, but the charge to still obey God hasn't changed. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
Amen. And 3 John 1:3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I love that.
Yeah, rejoice. He rejoiced greatly that the brethren are walking in the truth. And we have one more. Go ahead.
I rejoice when I hear my sisters are walking in the truth.
Amen, amen. Revelation 3:4. Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Yeah.
So think about that. Your walk. What are you walking away from? Sin, the world, churchianity, and what are you walking into for God's glory?
Yeah, leaving behind everything that's vain and empty and a vapor that's going to disappear that you can't take with you anyway.
Yeah, amen. And brother and I always talk about this. We're on a narrow path. We're on a road. We're on a straight way. What do you do on all those things? You walk. You travel. You traverse. You're a pilgrim. You're moving. You keep going. So our walk in the Lord is all part of that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Any other thoughts on walking with the Lord, Sister Amon?
I was thinking of Adam and Eve in the garden until sin
came. That one we could have looked up. God walked with them, walked in among their midst.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And when we say walking with God, there's some people out there got some really strange things that they actually see God and they walk with him. That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about walking, like these verses said, walking in his ways and his statutes. For us, it's a new covenant, and we do keep some pre-tour things, and you can read about that at don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources. Make sure you check out the Ecclesia Gathering page. We add to it every day. Sister posts there. Brother Kuo posts his studies there. I post my teachings there. And then the Daily Edification page. I think you have a travel video today.
Uh-huh. I do, yeah.
And then our witnessing post that has the street preach flying gospel signs today.
And all kinds of things.
All kinds of stuff on there.
You'll
see.
Just try to keep edifying the saints.
Yeah, one man. Oh, real quick. One man. You'll see a picture of a man. Really tall. He looked like he's 7 feet. Is that on this one?
That might be the next one, I think.
Oh, it might be on the next one. I witnessed to a man about 7 feet tall, and it seemed like he was that tall. And it was a dark street, and he asked us if we were okay, I think because we dress very plain. Some people think we're homeless or we're drifters when we just walk. He said, "You guys okay?" And I said, "We are." I said, "You need something." And he goes, "What?" And I walked up to him. I gave him a gospel card. And he looked at me with the most puzzled look, and I said, "It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, how to find eternal life." And his jaw kind of opened up, and he's like, "Well, God bless you. Bless you. Thank you." I don't know if we answered a prayer of his. Like he said, God, show me a sign or something. But he was like he had saw, people say, see a ghost. Like he had saw something that he couldn't believe. He's like, "Thank you. Bless you. Lord, bless you."
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That was awesome. So that'll be on the next witnessing post. So.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that blessed you about walking and our day.
And we hope you're walking in the ways of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not walking in the wrong ways.
Yeah, make sure you're seeking after Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Right. Amen. Because we're supposed to love God with all our heart and all our soul.
Yeah. Tomorrow, if the Lord gives us a day and we wake up, we're going to get up, we're going to drive a ways, and what are we going to do, Sister Amen?
Well, Lord willing, like you said, if we get the day, we'll stand out in front of maybe a twofer church.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to walk right up, and we're going to tell the truth.
We are.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah, because that's how Jesus did it to the rich man. He loved him and told him one thing he lacked.
So we walk to go do ministry. We walk our faith life. We walk to help each other.
Yeah.
We walk into the grocery store to go get what we need to survive through this life. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of walking going on.
Right.
But we're going forward, not backwards.
Amen.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Hope that blesses you all. Remember, in order to walk, the Bible says, His word is a lamp unto our feet. I hope you're in the word because that's the light you need because it tells you where to walk and how to walk.
Yeah, otherwise you stumble in the darkness.
Amen. All right, love y'all. Hold fast. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow if the Lord wills.
May God be praised.